Good morning. 57 degrees and 9:53. This is Don O'Day with the continuing May 16th edition of the WPGC News Magazine. The headlines: Police in Jellico, Tennessee, a small town about 60 miles from Knoxville, say a fire that swept a three-story residential hotel this morning left at least 11 persons dead. So far, three bodies have been recovered from the rubble. Dick Clark entering the luxury van business. It's true, last week Clark and two partners opened the Limo Van Corporation, which will convert Dodge Maxi vans into luxury cars as an alternative to traveling by limousine. The vans will include wet bars, refrigerators, color TVs, easy chairs, sofas, CB radios, telephones, and stereos. Interiors will be done in leather, and the van will seat five, the average number of people and a rock group, plus the driver. WPGC News Magazine time is 9:57. In the People section, movies, filming has started on Bette Midler's first movie, The Rose. Midler and the film crew have been causing traffic jams in Manhattan where they're shooting some outside scenes. People, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis had a busy day yesterday in Tel Aviv, first at a dedication of a new museum, then a dip in the Mediterranean, finally a tour of the Roman ruins at Caesarea. Music, Jefferson Starship's latest album, Earth, has been certified platinum for sales over 1 million. Their tour begins May 11th in Omaha, Nebraska. Metro weather, showers or thundershowers today. May cause some minor local flooding. High today, 60 to 65. Some rain likely tonight, tapering off tomorrow. Low tonight, 50 to 55. The wet stuff will continue with us at least into tomorrow morning. Current Washington temperature, 57. WPGC.